Good morning and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Friday, April 26th. On today's show, we have Sort Resume AI, the latest SaaS Gen X, and the innovative Smart Goals Tracker. Plus, we'll take a look at Seekify. This coverage and more up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a new AI tool called Sort Resume AI that is leveraging the power of GPT-4 to help job seekers optimize their resumes for specific job descriptions. The team behind Sort Resume AI drew upon their experience building another product, CustomGPT.ai, in developing this resume assistant. For more, we turn to our correspondent. What makes Sort Resume AI unique compared to other resume tools out there?
The key differentiator with Sort Resume AI is the level of reasoning and customization it applies to each individual resume. For every resume submitted, the tool makes 15 to 20 separate calls to the GPT-4 AI model, allowing it to deeply analyze the resume against the target job description. This enables highly specific and relevant suggestions for optimizing both the content and formatting of the resume to appeal to employers and applicant tracking systems for that particular role.
And GPT-4, developed by OpenAI, is currently the most advanced language model available, correct? Why was it crucial for Sort Resume AI to utilize that specific model?
Absolutely. GPT-4 represents the state of the art in generative language models from OpenAI. Its sophistication allows it to engage in complex reasoning and handle extremely nuanced language understanding and generation tasks. This level of language comprehension is essential for a tool like Sort Resume AI, which needs to be able to parse the intricacies and requirements laid out in a job description, map those to the contents of a resume, and provide intelligent, actionable recommendations to the job seeker on how to best tailor their resume. A less advanced language model simply wouldn't be able to provide the same degree of personalization and effectiveness.
And the Sort Resume AI team was well positioned to harness GPT-4 because of their prior work on CustomGPT.ai. Is that right? Tell us a bit more about how that experience informed the development of Sort Resume AI.
That's correct. The founders had previously created CustomGPT.ai, a platform that allows users to train custom GPT models for specific applications. Through that process, they gained a wealth of valuable insight and hands-on expertise in prompt engineering, fine-tuning, and optimizing GPT models for niche use cases. They were able to directly apply many of those learnings and best practices when architecting Sort Resume AI in a way that really gets the most out of GPT-4's capabilities for the resume optimization task. So in that sense, CustomGPT.ai served as an essential proving ground and stepping stone to building Sort Resume AI.
It will certainly be interesting to watch how job seekers respond to and interact with this new AI-powered resume assistant. Thank you for the informative report and analysis. On the topic of innovative business models, a new startup called SaaS Gen X is offering an intriguing new approach to building out revenue operations for B2B SaaS companies. Rather than recruiting an in-house RevOps team, SaaS Gen X allows companies to essentially subscribe to a full RevOps function on demand. Here with more details is our Simply Product Hunt correspondent. This is a really unique model. What can you tell us about how it works?
SaaS Gen X describes itself as the world's first subscription-based revenue operations solution designed specifically for B2B SaaS startups and businesses. The core idea is that instead of going through the difficult and expensive process of hiring a dedicated in-house RevOps team, companies can outsource that entire function to SaaS Gen X on a subscription basis. This gives even early-stage startups access to a top-tier RevOps capability in a very flexible and affordable way.
We've seen the RevOps role become increasingly critical for SaaS businesses in recent years as they try to align their sales, marketing, and customer success operations. Why do you think a subscription model like SaaS Gen X is emerging now as an alternative to building in-house teams?
I think it really comes down to the challenges that many SaaS companies face in trying to recruit and manage RevOps talent. Demand for experienced RevOps professionals has exploded in recent years, and salaries have risen accordingly. it's become very difficult and costly for startups to compete for those hires. And even when they do bring people on board, getting a RevOps team working together effectively is its own challenge. The subscription model aims to solve those pain points by providing an on-demand team of RevOps experts who can plug right into the business and drive impact from day one.
So in terms of the actual services that the SaaS Gen X team provides to customers, are we talking about the full end-to-end scope of revenue operations, or is it more of an advisory and consulting type of role?
Based on the launch information, it appears that SaaS Gen X is offering a fairly comprehensive RevOps solution to its customers. While the specifics likely vary based on the needs and maturity of each company, I would expect their engagements to cover things like implementing key tools and data infrastructure, building out reporting and analytics, designing core sales and marketing processes, optimizing the customer journey from acquisition through to retention, and providing strategic guidance to the executive team. The goal seems to be to provide a soup-to-nuts RevOps capability that can drive alignment and growth.
When you think about the potential impact that a service like SaaS Gen X could have on the broader B2B SaaS ecosystem, what comes to mind? Is this the type of model that you expect to see gain significant adoption in the years ahead?
I think it certainly has the potential to be quite disruptive in a positive way. For a lot of B2B SaaS startups, their growth trajectory is constrained by the ability to build out effective operations. They may have a great product, but they struggle with things like lead conversion, onboarding, adoption, churn, all the key metrics that RevOps is focused on. Historically, really robust RevOps functions have only been accessible to larger, well-resourced organizations. If a service like SaaS Gen X can truly provide a plug-and-play RevOps team and infrastructure, that could be a game-changer for a lot of startups in terms of accelerating their growth and achieving scale. I suspect we'll see a lot of interest in this model and likely some fast followers as well.
Thanks for the update on SaaS Gen X. It will certainly be interesting to see how they fare in the coming months. And speaking of tools for growth, let's shift gears to personal productivity. Setting and achieving goals is a key part of personal and professional development, but it can be challenging to stay organized and on track. A new template for the popular productivity app Notion aims to help. It's called the Smart Goals Tracker, and it promises to, in their words, transform your goals into real action. Here with more details is our correspondent. So tell us, how does this Smart Goals Tracker work?
The Smart Goals Tracker provides a structured way to plan and monitor progress on your goals within Notion. It's built around the SMART Goal Framework, which stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Relevant, and time-bound. The template has you define your goals with each of those criteria in mind. You can organize goals on quarterly or annual timeframes. There are pages to break goals down into milestones and concrete action items. Visual dashboards then help you track progress over time.
It sounds like this template is designed to work for goals across many areas of life. What are some examples of where it could be applied?
The creator highlights that the SMART Goals Tracker works well for both personal and professional goals. That could span objectives like learning a new skill, completing a key work project, improving fitness, or saving toward a major purchase. Any goal that fits the SMART criteria could be planned and tracked using this template. The key is defining your target outcomes and mapping the steps to get there.
There are many popular goal-setting methodologies and tools out there. What would you say differentiates this Notion template?
I think the main differentiator is the tight integration with Notion. By building on top of Notion's flexible framework, the SMART Goals Tracker can link related pages, databases, and other elements to create a cohesive goal tracking workflow. Notion has a rapidly growing user base, so this template is meeting people where they already are in many cases. The ability to easily customize the template is also a plus.
Thanks for walking us through the SMART Goals Tracker, Abby. It seems like a comprehensive tool for defining, organizing, and accomplishing key goals. And speaking of tools to help with focus and productivity, let's bring in our correspondent Bella to discuss a couple of intriguing products she's reviewed. Bella, what can you tell us about the first product that's helping this user stay focused?
Well, David,
While the specific product isn't named, the user raves that it's essential for maintaining their productivity, saying they couldn't do what they do without it. Whether it's a task management app, website blocker, or some other focus-enhancing tool, it's clearly having a major positive impact on this person's work.
Sounds like a lifesaver for anyone struggling with distractions or procrastination. Now, what about this second product, some kind of development framework?
Yes, the user describes it as a great framework that provides flexibility in adding reactive components to projects as needed. Importantly, it doesn't lock you into a particular library like Vue.js for the entire application. Instead, you can write standard HTML and CSS and then layer on interactive functionality only where required.
That modular, incremental approach seems smart. Avoiding unnecessary complexity is always good practice in development.
Absolutely. The reviewer specifically calls out how well-suited the framework is for KISS, the Keep It Simple, Stupid design principle. By making it easy to start basic and gradually introduce more sophisticated capabilities, it caters to developers who value lightweight, streamlined code.
Those were some great insights, Bella. While we'd love to know the specific products, these reviews definitely highlight some tools that are making a real difference for their users, both in productivity and development workflow. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.